Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Brad Linder, in for Dave Heller. About 1 in 3 women in the United States gives birth by cesarean section, according to a national report from the Leapfrog Group. But according to the World Health Organization, only about 10 to 15% of C-sections are medically necessary. Some doctors and patients like to schedule C-sections because they're convenient, but there are risks associated. Andrew Kitchman wrote about the Leapfrog report for NJSpotlight.com and joins us on NewsWorks Tonight. Andrew, what does the report tell us about C-sections in New Jersey?
Well, first and foremost, that there's a really wide variation between different hospitals. They range from about 11% up to about 43%. And that tells you that, there's a lot of optional C-sections that are going on, and that there's a lot of room for hospitals to improve their rates.
And what accounts for such a wide difference, 11 at some and 40 at others?
Well, some of it's cultural, that doctors get used to it over the course of decades of, practicing in a certain way, and the hospitals may or may not take any steps to either encourage or discourage that. There is also a question of there's differences in the patient populations in different areas, and different hospitals sort of specialize in more difficult deliveries. And that may also drive up some hospitals' rate.
So who's this Leapfrog group that performed the study?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit that's based in Washington, and it's basically funded by employers. And employers are very interested in these issues because they want to get the best quality health care, since they're frequently paying for their employees' health care. They want to get the best quality health care at the best price.
3 in 10 seems like a large number. It can be as high as 4 in 10. But in New Jersey, the rate's actually lower than it used to be, according to this report, right?
Yeah, it's gone down slightly. Now, this is the first time that the Leapfrog group did this report. But there are statewide statistics that are available for previous years. And it peaked in 2009. It's gone down very slightly since then.
And why does this matter at all?
Well, basically because non-cesarean section or vaginal delivery births are healthier for both the moms and the babies. It lowers the risk of infections and all the various complications that can result from any surgery of the abdomen. And there's also some evidence that the kind of hormones that moms have during vaginal birth benefit the babies as well.
And are there costs associated with the different types of surgery too?
Yeah, C-sections are actually more expensive. And they grew really rapidly from about 1970 to the late 2000s nationally. The rate was once about 5% and really went up.
So it sounds like, you know, once upon a time, C-sections were done because of medical necessity. Vaginal birth wasn't going to work, and this was the way to save the child or perform medically necessary surgery. What led to the change? What led to more of these optional ones? Do we know that?
Yeah, to some extent, it was really driven by convenience, often for the doctors who were comfortable doing it this way. Also, like induced deliveries or early elective deliveries, you can schedule them. And some mothers prefer that as well, but often it's driven by the physician's practices.
And so what can mothers-to-be or women who are thinking about having children, what can they do with this kind of information, knowing that there's a huge discrepancy between some hospitals and others in terms of the rates of C-section deliveries?
A couple of things. One is they can look at the Leapfrog Group report and see the variations. And if they're looking at different hospitals, they may want to prioritize hospitals that have a lower rate. Probably most importantly, they can have a conversation with their doctor and ask them about the pros and cons of both. I mean, it should be said that there definitely are medically necessary cases. A great example would be a baby that's sitting sideways, side to side in the womb.
And is the data that's contained in this report, is this complete, or did only a certain number of hospitals report their numbers in the first place?
Yeah, with the Leapfrog group, this was the first time they did it. In New Jersey, they had a pretty good compliance, but there were hospitals that did not respond. And that's not great. Part of their goal in gathering the information is to encourage hospitals to put that information out there. And they anticipate over time that more hospitals will report this data. And we've already seen that with induced deliveries, where basically Leapfrog Group and other organizations across the country. It was really a national effort, set goals for lowering the rate of these scheduled early deliveries. And it's really gone down pretty dramatically just in the last 5 years.
Andrew Kitchenman is healthcare reporter for NJSpotlight.com. Andrew, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Brett.